listening to Kickoff on 88.3 Southern FM.
Back for the first show here for the summer Kickoff. Neil Simons, Michael Thompson with you. Joining us now, Neil, is a man who has been around the traps a very long time in Australian football. He's just moved over to Western United, hopefully to make a big impression in season 21-22. His name is Neil Kilkenny. He joins us on Kickoff. Neil, good morning and welcome to Kickoff.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going well. Thank you. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Very good.
Might as well start first up. How's it feel moving from the other side of the world to Victoria for to sign with Western United after spending so much, a couple of years over in Perth Glory?
Yeah, it's been good. I've enjoyed training so far, and we're really getting prepared for the season to come. And working with two experienced, three experienced coaches, managers in obviously the coaching staff at the club, I'm really looking forward to the season.
Of course, and obviously John Aloisi hasn't really been around the coaching ring for a long time. And sort of how do you think he's setting up at the moment? Obviously, he's brought in quite the squad so far, including yourself, and also alongside Hayden Fox. How do you think you guys are tracking so far?
I think, you know, there's a good balance between the coaching staff. Obviously, they're very experienced as players and quite experienced as coaches as well. So we're looking forward to the season coming, and hopefully we can be right at the top, right in the mix, fingers crossed.
Has the Western United game plan changed much, do you feel, from your short time there? Like, what has Aloisi and even Hayden Fox, what have they sort of implemented during training to sort of make you guys go to that next level for this season?
Obviously, we'll be very organised. obviously, when Foxy was at Perth, the year that we won the league, he was very, very instrumental in what we did. So hopefully he can bring that that organisation, you know, that structure into the team, obviously the fitness as well. And like I said, we've got a good balance with the coaching staff, with John Aloisi and JA coaching us every day. So we're looking forward to the season, and hopefully we can be, like I said, right in the mix and pushing right at the top of the of the ladder. And there's been some good signings, and hopefully we can all get to know each other well and like I said, do very well for the club.
Obviously, in terms of the impact that you have, one of the best passers in the league, in my opinion, obviously contributing to a lot of assists last season. You know, I'd say the the back end of the season wasn't too great for Perth, and I guess yourself as well, obviously getting frozen out, which was a bit unfortunate in my personal opinion. But I guess obviously you're viewed as one of the key midfield players for West United this season. In terms of the youngsters that you guys have got, how do you see yourself playing a role in perhaps mentoring those young guys?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. You know, you need a coach that embraces that. You need a coach that's secure in himself, which I have that. You know, obviously I've got, like I said, experienced coaches around me, but they're encouraging me to pass my knowledge and experience on to the younger lads. And there's some really good players, like I said here. So hopefully we can all contribute into improving them. I've got a real passion of wanting to go into coaching once I finish playing, and
that's how you are.
And you know, and the coaching staff here are embracing that and helping me along the way to, you know, say to me, you know, pass your knowledge on, and hopefully I can do that.
We're speaking to new midfielder for Western United, Neil Kilkenny, here on Kickoff. Speaking of which, with players being signed and, you know, the season underway in about 4 weeks' time, the one thing that stood out to me as well, Neil, is that we're seeing brand new imports coming in. We've seen, you know, Sturridge move on to Perth Glory, which is a big, big signing. But also, you guys signed Alexander Prijevic from Serbia. Tell us a little bit about his signing and what he's going to contribute to the club this season.
Well, obviously, if I'm honest, I don't know much about him. I heard he's got a good record. And like you said, he can hopefully contribute and push us further up the ladder. The more good players at our club, the better. And I want to help grow Australian football as well. So hopefully, you know, and like I said, the more better players come into the league, the standard goes up, which helps the youngsters get produced. One thing for me is I think that they need to bring in a relegation and promotion to the A-League. But that's probably another subject that we can get onto another time. But yeah, hopefully he can come in and hit the ground running and like I said, contribute to goals. We've got some good young players at the club. You know, Dylan Pereiras, you know, you've got Wenzel Halls, you've got Wales. So hopefully, you know, he can help them guys contribute and contribute to a lot of goals. And like I said, hopefully we can be pushing right at the top of the league. And we're looking forward to seeing him play.
Of course, and obviously lots have been made about the home ground situation at West United. You'll be playing, I believe, 7 home games at Amy Park this season. What are your thoughts on sort of making that home base your fortress this season? The seats in Amy Park are green, so there is some semblance of West United there. How integral is it to get that home base running and also, I guess, grow the West United supporter base as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, like you said, it's good to have a home base. But listen, if you want to be fighting at the top of the ladder, you have to win home and away. At the end of the day, obviously, you want a good record at home, and you want to be familiar with your surroundings. But at the end of the day, you need to get results. You need to win games, and whether it's home, whether it's away, whether it's in Tasmania, whether it's in Geelong. At the end of the day, we want results and we want wins. So hopefully we can do that wherever we play, home or away, and we're looking forward to it.
And Neil, finally, I've got to ask the question too, because I'm very excited about this, but you know, late August, West United were granted that they were going to get themselves a A-League Women's license to come into the A-League Women's competition. How big is it for West United to not only grow the men's competition, but also now grow the women's competition when the women start coming into the game?
Yeah, like I said, I want to see Australian football succeed. Obviously, I've come to Western United to get results, and I want to help the club grow as a club as well. And if I can contribute to that, we're a relatively new club in the A-League, so hopefully we can make some history this year. And with the women's team coming in, it's exciting times at the club. And like I said, since I've been here, the club has been run fantastic, very, very professional. The way that the club's done things, given us the best opportunity to succeed. We're moving into another training ground on Monday as well. So, yeah, the club owners and the people in the commercial and department and the club, they want to grow. So it's fantastic for Australian football, and we're really looking forward to trying to help that and get results. And on a personal note, I'm looking forward to helping the club grow as a brand as well. So it's fantastic to see, and hopefully Western United can be a powerhouse in the A-League for years to come and in the W-League.
Where's the new base being placed out of?
We're going to Essendon. We're helping. We've got moving to Essendon, so AFL. So we're moving with into the training ground there. So real professional environment, and we're really looking forward to it.
It's gonna be good to see you guys train out of Tullamarine too, because I know that I've been there firsthand. That the hangar is one of the best. I'd say one of the best. Places to train your base out of, and I know the Bombers in the AFL have done a fantastic job making it their own.
Yeah, well, definitely. I've played some big clubs in England, and obviously I've seen pictures of it. I've drove past it, and it's very similar to what I had at Leeds when I was at Leeds, and what I had at Arsenal as a kid. So it's fantastic facilities. And like I said, the club are willing to invest and to grow, and I'm really looking forward to it. That was one of the big attractions that brought me here. I'm not here to, you know, to sit here. I want to go and win things, and I've won the FFA Cup, I've won the league, so and I want to continue winning. So hopefully we can do that, and I know the club's got the ambition to do that too, and hopefully I can contribute to that this season and for years to come yet.
Neil, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Good luck for the season ahead, and we're looking forward to hopefully change you down the line.
Cheers, guys. You guys take care.
You too. Neil Kilkenny joining us there. That wraps us up for our first episode. Neil, thank you again.
Thank you, mate. That was really confusing, the whole Neil situation there. But yeah, Killer's fantastic. One of the most well-spoken individuals in Australian football, and a bit of gems in there. He wants to go into coaching, the whole stuff about the training ground. Obviously, Chris Pelavana sort of got that over the line to play at the hangar, which is fantastic. They got the facilities there, and I think, I don't see why not.
It's perfect as well to grow the Western population too, over in Tullamarine too. It's very, very big. I know the Bombers have done it over the journey in the AFL too. They've gained more members through the Western suburbs over there in Tullamarine. So fingers crossed that West United can also make that 10,000 mark too, which is what they're hoping to do as well.